With support from a Maryland Humanities Council grant, the Nanticoke Historic Preservation Alliance recently premiered a documentary film entitled Voices of Indiantown, using interviews and photos of the families and descendants of enslaved people owned by the Steele family on the Hansel Plantation in Vienna. Margaret Ingersoll, a trustee with the Nanticoke Historic Preservation Alliance, and Shirley Jackson, who is featured in the documentary, provide this commentary.
When most historic groups portray African American history, they often focus on slavery or the Civil War and emancipation. Less has been told, however, of slaves' lives after freedom was delivered. The Nanticoke Historic Preservation Alliance of Dorchester County has produced a short documentary film with interviews of those who grew up in the Indiantown area in the early to mid-20th century as descendants of former slaves. Titled Voices of Indiantown, this moving film records memories of families with last names like Pinder, Jackson, Chase, and Robinson, who recall their lives growing up in rural Dorchester County during the time of segregation. On the Eastern Shore, some former slaves remained on the plantations where their ancestors lived and continued to work the same land as sharecroppers. Dreams of a better life for their children motivated these hard-working farmers as they endured physical labors, long hours, and sun-stroked heat. Shirley Jackson, who is featured in the documentary, remembers.
It was clear that our families had always worked hard and long hours to support their children while stressing that they wanted us to get a good education. Daddy would always say, "I don't want you to have to work hard like me, 10 and 12 hours a day for 75 cents.
Interviewees recall the schools and churches they attended and jobs done on the farm that encouraged them to further education and pursue professional careers as adults. Older siblings helped the younger ones, and a system of as you succeed, you pull the others along contributed to the success of the entire family.
We had chores to do even though we were very young. Make sure the wood was on the porch. Gather the eggs. Keep the water bucket full. Keep the oil lamps full. And make sure the lampshades were kept clean at all times."
With historic photographs, live video of the Chacon Creek, aerial photographs of Indiantown, filming and editing by Pocket Media Group Incorporated, and music direction by Ann Watts, this film focuses much attention on a little-known aspect of Eastern Shore life. Historian Dr. Clara Small, retired Salisbury University professor, provides commentary throughout the film, which places the interviews in a historic context.
"We would be glad when the mailman would deliver a box for my grandmother living in Philadelphia. She worked for people in Atlantic City, and they would give her lots of shoes, clothes, and materials to send to us. Lots of times we would say the shoes fit just to have a new pair to wear."
A more complete explanation of the Nanticoke Historic Preservation Alliance and this film can be found on our website, restorehansel.org. We must capture these voices from the past now to ensure that they are heard in the future.
Find a link to a preview of the documentary film on the WYPR Humanities Connection podcast page at wypr.org. Catch screenings March 10th in Talbot County and March 19th in Caroline County. Visit mdhc.org for details. The Maryland Humanities Council is a statewide educational nonprofit that uses the humanities, such as history and literature, to promote civic engagement and inform dialogue about critical issues. I'm Phoebe Stein, Executive Director of the Maryland Humanities Council, for WYPR, your NPR news station. Thank you.